Hey, it's me, Link Up Dad. Welcome to a special episode of our podcast. Today, we're going to be doing something special. I'm here with my friends, Madison and AY Mozo. I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
Hello. What's up? How's it going? What are Guaguan? We're in the studio. We're still with you guys today. Still with my guy, Rudy, Link Up Daddy.
Link Up Dad.
And a special guest, a really special guest, Maddie.
When you say special, you know there are two meanings.
Yeah,
it could be special, special with special needs.
No. She's just a special, special
Madison.
So, hello.
Hi, I'm Madison. Madison Blue. Anyhow, MB. Hi, thank you, Roland.
This intro is so sauce. Anyhow, MB. Like,
what's going on?
Nah, MB for Madison Blue.
Ooh. So, Madison, what's your Instagram in case you have any of your fans here that want to, you know?
The Madison Alfred. Madison with a Y, not an O.
Mm. Well, my own Instagram is Link Up Dad. Special.
And we just stay off the grid.
Nice. So guys, today we're going to be doing something very simple. I'll be asking you guys questions, and then the way to determine who answers one question is there's a question rate 1 to 26, and then you pick a number, but you see other person answers. So your fate.
Nice, yeah, the other person. All right.
So guys, 1 to 26, who's going to go first? I think we should toss a coin. Always going first. I'm the coin. Heads or tails?
Okay.
Risky.
I'll go ahead.
Heads, Madison, tails. Madison goes first.
Nice one.
Madison, so number 1 to 26. What are you saying?
Starting with my lucky number, number 6.
Number 6? Are you ready?
I'm prepared. I was born it.
You sure?
I mean, I am. Mm. I'm very ready.
So we are trying to. Sorry for the mismatch.
No.
Our DJ is not serious. DJ, come on now. What are you on? So for number 6, how would the world change if a superhero and supervillain actually existed?
Ooh, I like this one.
Well,
I mean, you have explained to us
how you change, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we already have superheroes and supervillains that exist.
That's actually very deep.
We do already. It's just like, it should bring everyone's question of good and evil to the forefront every single time. It should be people be more aware of all those questions.
I have to give Ayo the air on in that place because, I mean, that is the spectacular answer. It is. They're already villains. They are bad people like me and good people like some other people. I like that.
I like how you know you're bad.
I am actually very good. I was expecting you guys to say something like, oh no, you are good. Don't say
I was about to step up and...
Thanks for the
opportunity.
Wow, hold on. So, Madison, pick your... Okay, I think you picked. AY, it's time for you to pick.
Okay.
Be nice.
Bled
17.
17. Whoa. Hey, Madison. You're going to need some supernatural powers to answer this question.
Let's go.
Are humans fundamentally different than animals? If so, what is the difference?
No,
you said I had to kill the music to give you. You get like.
Wait.
Give us your philosophical take.
Calm down.
We're already laughing at you.
Okay. Wait, so I don't think they are different. There's no difference.
Between
animals and us.
There's
actually. Wow. See, would quote this in the future.
There's no.
No difference.
Wow. Anywhere. There's no
I mean,
difference.
Humans, we watch TV, bro.
Excuse me. If we're using watching TV, my dog watches TV.
And we are kind of.
Astronaut is watching.
Says who?
And we are kind of smart.
Animals are smart.
I put kind of.
True, kind of.
Humans or animals? Smarter. Ooh.
Okay, I can say humans are smarter than animals. That's the difference.
Are they smart?
They're smart. They're both smart. Both species are smart.
Okay, give us that. I mean, They're supposed to be like, they're supposed to be like a distinctive difference.
Do you realize that in a way animals are kind of smarter than humans? Take that lion that you gave for example.
No, that was explosive.
Oh, hold up.
No, I like it. I mean, I would take any.
See, take for example, a human can't hunt the way a lion hunts.
True. A human can't hunt the way a lion hunts.
He can't.
But we can hunt more sophisticated than a lion now. Lion, they hunt like the way humans are hunted 2,000 years ago.
Humans can't even be as stealth as a lion.
I feel you.
Not to mention other animals.
I feel you.
That predators, not even prey.
The whole point of
when it comes to even being a prey, mm-hmm. a human can't run as fast as an animal that is also a prey.
Okay.
Yeah, there's to me there's no difference. They're just
so basically they're all just animals.
I mean humans are higher class animals. Don't play with
biology. Oh, so the higher class.
Don't play with biology, please.
No, we're just simply social animals.
Animals, straight up.
Animals,
we are, but like straight up.
I mean, in a way, some people are animals. Rasta said it, not me.
I feel you. So, Madison, after all this shalai you did, you are very proud of me. Honestly.
Now I know I'm an animal.
I was feeling kind of optimistic this morning, but now I'm just a dog. Let's move on. So, AY Muzzle.
Also,
nah,
are you ready for Madison?
That's good.
Madison, pick a number.
26.
Whoa, nice. Madison went down the grid. She wants to hurt you, bro.
Nice, sir.
Oh, I like it.
She's looking for where you pour out your emotions in the questions.
I'm looking for where it hurts most.
Now, this is a question that will require deep reflection. I'll pause the music for you. What is the best comeback moment you ever had? You see, as I said, you're going to need some reflection because
come back. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be too deep. They are simple comebacks.
The best. It's not about being simple.
Well,
best when you came back and you were like, so you're like in your face.
Let me see. It has to be something delicious.
It does.
It could be anything.
I don't mean delicious. Necessarily, it has to be like delicious in my mouth. So, who knows? Let me see. I have to think about this.
Oh, you have none.
Shut the fuck up.
We are going to have a winner today and a loser, in case you guys do not know.
Well, I'm always a winner.
That is what I want to hear.
Are you sure? I can't count how many times you've lost.
We are playing final champion for the
you?
Yeah, to me.
Okay.
I can count them. They're a lot, but I can count them. You know why? Because you have no wings with me.
But you can still count them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still stuck here thinking. Let me see. Simple. Come back.
I like the fact that this question is actually
it takes
you go to the gallery of things you've come back from.
I mean,
I didn't think which is
tight enough.
I wish people could see my DC right now. Dude, I had to run.
Well, it's not tight. Not tight enough. But I'd say I'm still here. Very much here. Well, I choke. I'm trying. Choke.
Madison, so let me see, can you answer that question? I mean, it's your question anyway.
Exactly.
Well, I have my greatest relationship come back.
Oh, that's true.
That is mad.
Prime.
Primal. Optimus. I mean, like it.
I mean, so once upon a time I dated this guy for 6 years off and on. Wow. In the relationship, we was a more of me being there and him not. So if he's off, mm-hmm. like if his feelings goes off, mm-hmm. the relationship goes off.
Ooh.
And during that off period, we have to like, I have to be waiting for him till he's back. I mean, compare that relationship and the one that I'm in right now. Yeah, that's my greatest comeback.
Mm, that's good.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Proud of you. Rising from the crumbles. I like it.
Rising from breakfast.
I like it. So now we are going to move to the next question, the next round. So now, starting from this round, it's going to get more intense.
Wow.
Because this is, we start to pick winners.
There are more intense
winners
rounds.
And less winners. I'm not saying losers. I'm saying less winners.
That's just not
yeah,
me.
So.
Alright, I'm still going to shade you.
Alright.
Ayo. Time for you to fire your bazooka.
I am guy. It's filled to the brim.
I like
it.
Shells.
Here's a sniper to add to your weapons.
Let the blood flow.
Here's a sniper to add to your weapons. Oh, you're taking it. Okay.
You thought AY was joking. AY, you're not joking, right?
I'm not.
You're here for some real
guy.
Blood.
I actually want to
make sure you cause some damage.
That's to you, right? Okay.
Emotional.
So, AY, what number are you picking?
Let's go. Four.
Four?
Yeah.
What silly or fun thing makes you afraid or creeps you out? Something people do normally, but for you, it just creeps you out.
There's a whole lot. You see this thing where people have this habit of, what you call, screaming.
Yeah.
You see screaming, that freaks me out. But the one that gets me more psyched, more freaked out is when somebody hugs me from behind. It's not silly, it's not fun. I think it's, generally, it's creepy. Cause why the fuck are you hugging
from behind?
Why are you hugging me from behind?
People die if you hug from me. I would die if you hug me from
the back.
That's mad. You're going to activate the feminism in me. I'm going to
like, oh my god. That's mad, fam.
And then we have Madison here.
Nah.
Look, I actually wanted to go back to one. Did you say screaming?
I was confused. Are you hating on yourself?
My mom says I tend to do the things that piss me off the most.
That is something that
I hate hugs from behind.
Psychiatrist.
But I will hug you from behind.
You will.
I will let
you. Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do.
She does.
I do.
She does.
We need a psychiatrist.
No. We just need to take her out.
Nice. I'm the judge of the answers here. So Madison, I'll give that answer. I'll give you 5.
AY. Over what?
Over 10.
5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Manage that. Wait, you want to give me a score?
No, now when she asks you now, you're not
don't score. I don't want scores.
You don't want to know that you're a loser.
Whoa!
Hey, whoa. You have to prove Madison.
We'll see where we do.
Madison, it's your time.
16.
To select. 16.
Yes.
16. Now, this is going to be a very difficult part of the game. You lose points if you call a number in which anyone has called.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, that's quite easy for me, though.
Oh, okay. I like that both of you think
it's
very
not,
easy.
It's all not, right. It's not,
all right.
We shall
see.
I can't
your balls.
The numbers he's called already.
Come your balls.
Right.
So, wait, you have studied the numbers I've called already.
I'm calling numbers. Sorry.
I mean, I know you love me that much, man. Calm down.
Madison, your time.
My time? I said
starts now.
16.
Okay, 16.
Yeah.
Oh, what always sounds like a good idea at the time, but really is?
Getting fucked up.
Get it!
I like that.
Because he recently saw it. Guys, this is real life.
I love how you use yourself.
Real.
Oh my god.
Real.
That was a good idea before, but not after.
That is too real. No. I need to clap for you.
Keep your applause, man. Keep it.
I need to do that because what? Actually, guys, recently, my friend here, we went through a devastating episode. It was bad, guys. So, if I'm going to give Ayo a score, I will even lie.
10. I give him a 10.
Bro.
I give him a 10. That was too
You are not the one giving, bro. Woo. Nah. Your scores, bro.
I mean...
Focus on yourself. Man.
Sorry.
Why?
I'm looking at who called me a loser.
See.
I mean...
You're being pounded.
Off the bat.
It's just one.
I don't care.
It's just one.
I'm not the screams you made.
It's just one.
Ay, this is your chance to put Madison to sleep.
Alright.
To lay out the rumbles.
Are you ready? Mari, I want to hear you say. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
She's ready, man. Alright.
Yeah, so, I'm here for you.
Win number 12.
12. Ah, I like this. If you could put your brain in a robot and live indefinitely, would you?
No.
Don't say this because no one likes you.
No.
That's actually.
That was a joke, man. People like you. What's your problem?
Are you serious?
I don't. Ah, I mean, let's start. Let's start with the amount of
people. If anybody wants to lie, it shouldn't be you.
I don't.
It shouldn't be you.
I don't.
You shouldn't lie.
Let's
lie. She's sure you like her.
Oh, I'm so sure. I can give you instances. Yesterday, I went out. Nobody
it's care. It's care. It's C-E-R-E. Care. There's a difference.
If
care,
you do not like someone,
like.
You won't care about the person's whereabouts.
No.
You called me at 8 something
I'm
to
trying
ask
to,
me.
I'm trying to
where
be safe.
I,
in case police ask me that, what happened when this is so thing, I'll be like, yeah, at this so time,
yeah,
I did it and I'll just take back off.
It will be,
I am totally safe. I'm like, oh, you are safe. Nothing wrong.
You know,
ask you the question.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Well.
Whatever, right?
So your brain in the computer, why don't you want that?
It's getting heated here, guys.
We don't want it.
Someone that studies artificial intelligence, yeah? It's not actually wise enough.
I mean, we did see an example in Upgrade.
Apart from that, computers tend to learn things and make their own, what's it called? Their own... rules and
yes,
functions
yes,
and everything.
Yes,
out of
what yes, they're scared of if AI actually understands.
Madison did computer science, so very inside.
Yeah, yeah, I love
so,
understanding.
So, yeah, there are certain instances where a robot can learn the function you put into it, the command you gave it, and modify it and decide to go rogue.
Yeah.
So a human putting their brain in a robot makes no sense. Because it will learn what you know, modify it, go rogue and end up making you look stupid and, if possible, killing you.
Oh, you're just scared. You're just scared of understanding all the crazy shit in your head.
Nah, nobody can do that. You'll go mad.
That was explosive.
You'll go mad. But no, that's not it. I mean, if humans can put their brains into computers, into robots, the world will have no humans.
But, I mean, I feel like it could evolve that way too.
Yeah, but like it was ruled by robots, make it make sense.
No, it's not. I mean, humans will never actually agree to that. We've always.
But the thing is, what if like robots decide to take over? I mean, humans can't agree with this.
I agree. They should
they
fucking. They should take
exactly,
over.
Exactly. That's the point. That's why it's artificial intelligence. You give it only a share of what you know. Not everything.
You know what, for this answer,
the problem with what you just said, artificial intelligence, they also learn on their own. They're always constantly
giving it everything. Because you know it's
okay,
to learn
guys,
on
it's time for you guys to shut up.
Okay. we're going for the next one, right?
Thank you. Madison, impressed with your answer. Impressed. So you're studying computer science, that's why you have to give us all that. But okay. You've gotten your 10. Moving on. Madison, it's your time.
Yeah, I'm 15 now. The wife is on 10.
I know.
Pick a number.
10.
10. Maradona. What part of your culture are you least and most proud of?
Least and most.
This is
going.
I'm interested. It is explosive.
Well, culture. Do we even have any anymore? Well, okay. Let's see. Let me see. This proud. Well, I'd say us wiping half of it and infusing it with so much westernization, because
least proud.
That's what I'm least proud about.
Okay.
Most proud, I'd say how much we've infused our own into the current western shit too, and we're kind of pulling it off. Because we're actually kind
so
of pulling
you're
it
most
off.
Proud of the thing you're least proud of.
Not exactly it. It's like we wiped out most of everything. I'm least proud of that. But then I feel like the little we change, because it's adaptation, we adapt to these very moments. It's kind of not our fault, we're just moving with the flow. So to this very moment,
the ones
we've infused into, I feel like we try now, the ones we've infused to this point, we try. I mean, we're pulling it off.
Thank you, Professor AY.
You're welcome.
For
you're
that
welcome.
In-depth analysis.
You're welcome.
I'm going to measure your culture. So, in case people want to drag you.
AY, see, MIT Bo. You're banning me. Say, Bunny.
Oh, I like it. I'm proud of it. So, Madison. AY has not gotten his score. This is very intense. The pressure is building up in my head.
Pressure is getting worse.
AY, your score is 10.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Madison, AY is on 20.
I'm what you call a broken 15. Character.
More like a broken Madison. Record.
Whoa! Explosive! Explosive! Explosive!
Madi!
Whoa!
Ha!
Whoa! Alright, guys! The score is 2015. Madison, it's your time. You need to do something about it. You need to break this record.
I will. I'm just coming in, you know.
You're coming in stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Yo, what number did you pick?
No, she hasn't picked one yet.
Yeah, it's your turn.
No.
I'll pick a number, right?
Alright.
Let's see.
Dun dun dun.
15.
15. Madison. I think I know the answer to this. When does time pass fastest for you, and when does it pass slowest?
Oh, that's easy.
It is. But your answer, you know, we know you, so it's very easy to just cut your cap.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Time passes fastest when I'm at night, when I'm awake, actually.
Yeah.
It passes very slowly in the exam hall.
Just that.
Bloody exam hall. Like, can you run away? Let me get the fuck out of this place.
This is crazy. Because for me, I want time to wait in the exam hall. Like, maybe I'll fucking remember something. I hear you are. You want the time to just go.
Then get out. Because if I don't know it, there's no bloody way I would know. As far as I know, I didn't write down the solution to that particular question. I know that, okay, I don't know this thing. Let me go. Pharaoh, let my people go. That's literally what I want time to do in exam. But no. That's where my lecturer goes. If you're done, you can cross-check it like 10 times.
Yes, you should.
Nigga. I have written what I know. I want to get the fuck and get ready for the next fucking paper. Thank you so much. So. Exam hall. I don't like that place or anything.
Madison,
So exam
the,
is your
the
brain.
Reason why I'm going to give you a 10 for this is because you want time to go past an exam. You need to be studying.
You do.
You need to see psychiatrist.
I mean, I can imagine other people in the same exam hall as you. If you had the power to speed up time, and when you're done, you sped it up to exactly when
it's
you guys.
End.
And every other person was like, "I'm still writing." No.
Do you know another reason why I always want to do that?
Why?
All those people that feel like they are overserving my department.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
So your hate is on overserving.
It's not on them. But do you know the funniest part? I've seen proof. Overserving person wrote 4 pages. I just wrote 1, but I passed you.
Oh. Bad guy.
I'm sure
I'm sure this woman told me this thing.
It was
for
me. Oh my god,
like,
you need to see my face.
You know nothing about it. I'm the G.
I'm the G.
The man.
All I did was write the paper.
All I did was write one.
Just one bloody page.
Sure for you though. You bad guy.
It's writing a new dictionary.
Hey, Mansi, you've been dropping steps. I like it though.
Nah, it's the DJ I'm feeling more right now.
Yeah.
Oh, the DJ.
Yeah, DJ.
DJ. Thank you for doing your job.
Yeah, it's nice one.
All the times you were silent. I don't know what you're doing. Be better. So, Madison, it's your time. Or who picked?
He picked.
Okay.
You're done.
Did you say two?
Hey!
Yeah.
What achievement are you proud of? What achievement are you proud of? But most people would consider it silly or weird. This requires
achievement.
Absolute
silence. Explosive. Let's see.
Dun dun dun. I need the piano. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. That's a sound. So, you know, it's about people considering it silly or weird. Yeah. I mean, to you, it's like, yo.
No, that's
yeah,
not
a
greatest achievement.
It's not like your greatest.
It's
but
it's like an achievement.
I feel like all my achievements are my greatest.
I don't expect so much positivity from you. What are you doing?
Stay in character.
Have you ever seen Griffin?
I was like, about
some positive light stuff.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Gosh, one time.
I mean, please don't.
Attacking.
Did you just compare to Riven? Riven is a much cooler fish.
Yeah.
I don't know how to agree. Let the sink in.
But it's true. I mean, compared to you and Robin is more cooler.
Okay.
I mean, you should. I don't even want to be compared to Robin, please.
Mm-hmm. Answer your question.
Back to reality.
Reality check.
Let's see.
I have to play this song. Called...
And people would see it silly, right?
Mm. Yeah. Okay, let me just say something while you're thinking. There was one time I used to think sleeping with like 3 girls in a day would be mad achievement. Get like mad, like you get. But then when you do it, at least I did it.
Mm.
But when you do it, then you realize that it's not something you want to tell people.
No, it's just
you just keep it to yourself. Like, okay, you're an
I mean, it's just like I mean, you achieving a medal that you keep it in your
personal
own
medal that you can't tell people. Something like that.
It's not that great to be known worldwide.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that great to be known worldwide. It's for your heart. So you be telling us a secret when you tell us.
I mean, firstly, I need to check. Hope there are no kids listening to this podcast right now. So if you are,
this podcast is rated
22.
22.
So if you are upload your MPs right now, we're going back to okay. Right, so I'm going to do white noise sound.
That's all you hear.
White noise.
Just block out.
Let me see. results. I'll go for something silly right now, because honestly, I can't even poop. I can't even think again. I'm using my thinking juice. What did you say?
Oh, you have none.
I'm going to.
You said you have no thinking juice.
You know.
That is juicy.
I've been thinking. I can't even say I'm thinking anymore, because you. But the thing is, if you're not careful, I might picking myself in this podcast. Be careful.
I see.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. So.
Question.
Wank like 3 times in a day.
Explosive!
Oh my god!
Explosive!
No! How you just reminded me of my
friends? This was at the time when people think that, wanking 3 times in a day, that was like so much. And I was like, oh, I did it. And I was like, so much explosion.
I can't stop exploding, bro. The computer won't even let me. What? 3 times in a day, but we have to give you an applause.
Oh no, I don't deserve it, please. But I don't.
3 times in a day, we need a medal for that, bro. Medal in stamina. Bro, stamina. That is, if it was like a rule for plus one, that is 10 plus one, bro.
What?
Nah, bro, Ewa is bossing you, Madison. You need to bring some juice here.
I mean, with so many wins, at the time you get tired, let the loser win for
once. Wow! Oh. Say it's the loser.
You know the funny thing? Madison is coming with the sauce.
Say it's the actual loser.
But you beat me by 5 points and you actually think you're a winner.
Win first. Oh, win first.
Whoa. It's 5 points.
Win first.
I can beat. Oh wait, I beat you with 22 in Scrabble.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at this.
She has 2 points stored in her head, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
she was waiting for this moment.
I'm so happy. You know the funniest thing. I'm actually going to go against you in Scrabble.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
like
to you that you do not know English more than me.
Oh. Oh wow.
Where is it? DJ Explosive. Thank you. That's what DJ is. Guys, that is bad. So AY. What an answer?
It's just cheap shots right now.
That's what Madison is going for.
Cheap shots.
I mean
if you can't beat them, you just take cheap shots at them. But Madison, I'm on your side here. I want you to win.
So, I'm always going for your number, yep. Mm-hmm. 18.
What pictures or painting had a very big impact on you?
Oh, the painting. Have you watched Bel Air?
Yeah.
You know
Fresh Prince.
No, Bel Air.
No.
You won't be able to understand them.
If you can understand it, zero. Mm-hmm. Zero.
I mean, zero. Excuse me.
Oh.
How is it zero? It's not my fault you've not watched it.
Are you trying to? You're trying to insult the anchor. First, your opponent. why now?
Okay, have you watched Bel Air?
No.
Even if you watch it, you.
Zero.
If you watch it, you lie.
Zero.
Zero.
I don't care.
Watch to make your life more useful or something. Oh wow. Anyways,
Sha. Ways to make my life useful. Watch Bel Air. Okay.
Anyways, I'll still talk about the painting. So she did this. The mom, Vivian, she had this painting she did that talks about people's silence. Black people, actually, the silence of black people, the things they
this
go
kind of
through.
Because they're kind of white.
Very funny.
I need to put the lab stuff. DJ. Thank you, guys. I know.
The painting basically what it talks about is the things black people endure in silence. It's a painting with a face and a hand covering its mouth, where they can't say what's going on with them without being judged, where they can't say how they feel without being criticized or mocked. Thank you for that painting. It resonated with me.
So says the whitest girl here.
Right. You're so... person that is actually wearing white.
Who's white?
You.
I'm black as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're white.
You're not done answering the question. How did it impact you?
I mean, it made me come to... yes, I've always known that black people have this struggle of expressing
Are you
themselves.
Black?
Just being open entirely. Mm-hmm. And the painting just made it more real to me that even in real life, even in movies, it is shown, it is seen that, okay, black people are not exactly respected for who they are. Their color makes them limited to certain things, certain positions, different things in life. Black people are not given the opportunity they are supposed to be given. Wow. Because of their skin color, just their skin
Madison,
color.
I can't.
It's only a white lady that can say all this. They are so white.
I can't say I'm
and
very
you're so racist.
I mean, so far I'm racist to a white person. Oh shit, this is going online.
Well, explosive. Madison, honestly, I have to be frank with you. The reason why you got all this applause. You know, and the explosion, because after the applause and the explosion, you are supposed to get zero.
Zero!
I was giving you five. No, that's five.
That one might be five, right?
I mean, there's a reference. People watch it something. I don't know.
Well, by the time we watch it, it doesn't matter because the scores have been online.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
No. No.
What are you saying?
No.
Something.
You did. You said something. You said something.
Joking.
Well, as it is, AY stands on firm 30 points.
Let's go!
I'm
Let's...
20.
Yes, go! More distance now, can you feel it?
Are you feeling it?
Are you feeling it?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh, so
this trap is indicated to me. I know, it's enough.
Uncle,
thank you.
Yeah, no, you deserve it. Every bit of it.
Madison, it doesn't matter. See, you like frown your face.
What the hell?
So, next. Who's answering next?
Oh, I'm asking.
Yeah.
20.
Remember, if you call a number you called for, that's going
point.
Down.
Yeah.
Down. 20. Can you broadcast one sentence to every TV radio? If you can, brother, to every TV radio station, blah blah blah, what would you have it be?
One sentence?
Yes. This is you sending a message to the world. What would you say?
Folk black, white supremacy series.
Whoa! Whoa,
bro, you're
did you
fucking black?
Did you guys post the song for me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pardon?
What? Excusez-moi.
What? I'm just saying what everybody's thinking of.
No, we are not thinking that, bro.
No.
That is explosive, bro.
That's.
Did you? In case you didn't hear him, guys, he said fuck black, white supremacist. This guy is. An African man in West Africa, in Nigeria, in Lagos, black bum bum, black everything, black man. Wow.
Are we trying to change the world?
I'm confused right now. I don't even know where to go from this.
You lost me, fam.
Bro.
I was not expecting that.
Oh yeah, blue jeans rocks.
You already said the rubbish you wanna say.
I mean,
bro, your first thought is bro. I don't know. This answer is
it's loud, man.
Well, it's coming from my hatred for you whites. This is white woman. Oh, sorry.
This song is dedicated to you, super demon. That's what you are. I don't even know if I should. I can't score you for that. You've compromised my scoring ability. You are going to get a zero in solidarity with black people.
every black
person. The solidarity with black people.
What?
Majesty, you have this is your chance. This is it for you.
I'm sorry, but I'm disappointed in you.
It's not going to be the first. It's not going to be the first.
Yeah. Majesty, take a piece on Ayo. He said something very
terrible. Yeah.
I mean, it's not surprising, but still.
You stand with all black people, right? Majesty, the activist.
Keep saying I'm white. Keep saying it.
But you are.
Keep saying it.
I think we have to post a picture of Madison.
My pictures are literally on my Instagram.
True.
So keep saying I'm white. I just want to see.
Regardless of your color, you're white.
Mm-hmm. White is the mindset.
The whitest person of all. Ooh. I mean, you are.
Tell me, how is EY white?
Did you not listen to what he said?
If you had to judge based on what you said,
yeah.
By heart, you're white.
Your heart.
But they always say, confuse your enemies. I'm confusing everybody.
Ain't nobody your enemy, boo. You've not made enough money for anybody.
Hey, why? It's time for you to. You find your rocket. You have a chance to fire another one. How about this inside?
Muddy.
My goodness gracious.
What number will hurt you the most? 11.
Yeah,
because
odd numbers
for me. What is the worst and the best thing about being a female?
Ooh.
Oh, that's easy. The worst thing about being a female is literally everything.
You see, I had to pause because I knew you were going to say something.
No, think about it. The way the world sees women these days.
The worst about being a woman is
literally everything. Should I start from the period cramps, the pregnancy cramps, the way the world sees women, women's behavior? I do not like my gender people for a lot of reasons.
I'm not clapping for you because I'm misogynist. Mm-hmm. Just kudos to what they are saying.
Yeah, whatever.
So what's the best?
What's the best thing? If everything about them is worse.
Yeah. What is?
There's nothing good about being a woman.
I mean, it's a woman that put us in this hell of a world we are living.
It is a woman's world.
When you are talking about that one, be specific with your own woman, bro. Which is your mom, bro?
No, talking your about mom, Eve.
You.
I'm talking
you.
About Eve. I am talking about Eve.
Us.
Mothers of all mothers, okay?
Oh my goodness.
You're saying all mothers now.
Oh my goodness. Are you not listening to me?
Oh my God. There's a round of applause for Madison. Please, explain your point in case we need to.
The easiest people to deceive in the world are women. Therefore, Serpent was able to deceive Eve easily. I mean,
I wish I could put this round of applause on the kit. So, like, it doesn't stop till you are done. Are you spitting fire? Yes. Let's go.
You're spitting core facts.
Don't get me wrong, yeah. A woman is.
From core.
Literally the best thing that
can happen. A woman in love.
Yes. But
are you saying that you're in love?
No. But ooh, at the same time,
your boyfriend is going to.
I didn't say I'm
going
not,
to
I
get
said
this.
I'm not saying it because I'm in love.
I said, are you in love?
You didn't say I'm
in
love. You didn't ask
that. That's what I asked you.
Well, yes, I am.
Oh, no, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, a woman in love is literally the best thing that can happen to anybody, but the problem with that woman in love is if you test her, she becomes evil.
Are you speaking from a personal point of view?
Yes, I am.
Because the way you put your hand together when you say she becomes evil, it seems like something you want to do. Like if he tests you, you become evil.
And she's not already evil.
Shh.
What?
Our boyfriend doesn't know she's evil.
He knows.
He knows.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he tests you. You just.
It won't.
Oh, you scared him.
I didn't scare him. He won't. It's like
that's what you call when your man is what is with.
That's not what I mean. I mean it's like this silent mutual agreement.
Of being whipped.
What the hell?
He's whipped, man. You whipped him.
But anyways, also a woman in love is also the easiest to deceive.
Madison.
obsessed woman is also not good.
You're deviating. We went to the
I'm
best.
I'm telling you all the wrong things about my gender.
You're here to give us the best. There's no best.
Maybe a woman in love, that's all.
We are asking the wrong woman, my life.
This is. I don't know if
it's that, like that a question. Your woman, women. Like.
We shouldn't allow you to have a moment. This is
you
horrible.
Can't.
Okay.
It's just,
guys, you know what? We are going to have to divide this episode into two. This first half is crazy. There's too much madness. It's insane. We are going to come back with the part two of this episode. You guys should stay tuned after watching. I said stay tuned. I'm so used to radio station. Well, guys, speaking of radio station, you can catch me at Milan FM 98.3, 67, weekdays, 23, weekends, on the best sports show in Nigeria. I'm not bragging.
Let's go. The best. It's the best. I like your head. Tune in.
Tune in. So special love to Madison and AY Mozo for this episode. You guys get the part two of the episode when it's out. Ciao.
Ciao. Bye bye.
Bye.
Ciao. Three goes out to all our listeners right now. It's me, Link Up That Hair, with my friends.
Hello. Hello.
Madison, why are you shy?
I'm not shy.
Anyhow, it's me, Roland AD, aka Link Up Dad, with AY Mozo and Maddie Baby. That's what I'm going to call you. Because you are giving this very Maddie cute vibe.
Stop.
So, guys, today we are going to be talking about something very different. I won't say different. We are going to be talking about an issue that affects us. That's we in our 20s that are looking for. Some of us are not looking for boyfriend and girlfriends, but most of us are. So I'll start with you, Maddie. What is the reason? It had to be you. Ladies first. Come on now. It's
don't
just cutting. It's
do
just
cutting. We both know that's not why you're starting with me.
That's why, unless you have some other reason I don't know about. But so, why do you think, like, it's so difficult for boys and girls to go out these days?
I'm sorry.
Sorry for the laugh.
Seriously, why did you do
it? Sorry for the laugh.
Hey, what the? Okay, this generation is fucked. I'm sorry, but this generation is fucked. Boys and girls going out. I can't really say. Some people want to go out. Some people want to catch cruise.
And then some people want to stay at home.
That's me. People like me, we want relationship, but our bed is our best friend. You get that kind of vibes. Some people want to go out, meet people, financial status.
That's only like a rap verse. Some people want to go outside, meet people, financial status. I'm liking it.
Well, the truth is, my generation is a problem here. We have a lot of people that want to be in a relationship for certain reasons. Some people want to be in a relationship because they want to find true love. Some people want to be in a relationship just to find someone that will sponsor their expensive or necessary lifestyle. I mean, if you need someone like that, just go and meet your father. That's my own point.
What if your dad is down bad?
Allow you meet your family member. That's in a noise. Like,
go and meet your daddy.
What? Your dad.
Sending you back home.
Don't bother you.
No, that annoys me. Because, explain to me why you are in a relationship with a guy that is obsessed with you. Fine and good. The guy is financially stable. He will do anything for you because of how much he loves you. Yeah? But why you are there is because of the money. Somebody that is not your father, it's not your husband. Even if it's your husband, said,
my sister is talking with so much pain. Like, even if it's not your husband, same, like, ah! But the thing is, Ayo, before we get to you, the thing is, I don't know, it's different now than like when I was growing up, which is like early 2000, and like then everyone was just like dating each other, and like it was, I don't know if money dynamic, maybe I was too young to understand if the money dynamic was there.
Actually, right? Even if it was there right now, the problem is everybody has a sense of entitlement. You feel like, oh, because it's your boyfriend or it's your girlfriend, you are expecting to do certain things. Yeah, relationships now, everybody, boys are wanting from their girlfriends wife material, wife duties. Girls are wanting husband duties. If that's what we're doing in relationship, what are we going to do in marriage?
Ayo, what's your take on the reason why relationships now are like failing? Will you say it's the same reason why marriages are failing?
Don't boil down to that, because it's kind of the same usual issues. But firstly, the relationship, how would I say it? What majorly is the reasons people go into relationships? A lot of people that are in relationship, but apart from the matured side, the young ones, they go into it for the wrong reason.
You're saying the young ones, like us, Sally?
I mean, no, I won't say
us.
Who
is the us?
I mean,
are we old?
What?
Question is, am I old?
Okay, let's use perfect example, Maddie Baby.
Okay.
Yeah. What? So because you're a graduate now, you're not even this.
Fresh out of university, don't play.
Yeah, fresh out, BB, fresh out. Shout out. Like I said, choices, reasons for them being in a relationship, many of them going to be extremely needy with so much expectancy. So it's more like you carry someone else along with you in the relationship, where it's supposed to be two standing guys,
right?
You guys are standing, you are both.
But the thing is, now the way I see it, men, or I'll say boys, want sex,
yeah,
girls want something. I won't say girls don't want sex too, but they want something more stable.
Then coming back to that, I would say to any guy that you should not even go into a relationship because of sex. That's the most dull reason if you ever been in a relationship. If it's for sex, then just gonna have like one night stands. Have as much one night stands.
But
make sure you pull out.
But don't pull out.
That's no more a one night stand.
It's no more a one night stand. It's baby stands. Yeah, because we build these stands.
You're gonna build a family.
The thing now is, in Nigeria, you can't even get one night stand. Now, I'm using Nigeria, like abroad it might be different. But in Nigeria, you hardly one night stand. You pay as you go.
Okay, that's just because that I spoke about that based on the fact that you are thinking of relationship and then you're using sex as a choice to get into a relationship. You feel it in me. Because that shouldn't even be. You should not even be a thought process to just go into a relationship. If you want to have sex, you have other choices.
Other venues.
Exactly. But if your choice of
you know now, sex is needless.
Yes.
It's not. I will not say it's the top priority of your needs.
Pointless.
But money. Wait, let me land with this question. Now this is what I want you to read. You know, for you, if you go into a relationship now for sex, of course it's terrible. What if you go in for money? My argument for money is that money is very important. So is going into a relationship for money, is it a bad thing?
Yes.
No. It depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
If you are going into for money, is it going to be solely for you to just nick the guy out? And if it's for that,
no,
the guy
you might be, it's just like you're offering yourself commitment and anything serious in return
for
money. Then, that's from your own side.
Okay.
I'm not saying all this is being reciprocated. I'm saying you are willing to be loyal to this person. You are willing to give your body to this person. And this person in return gives you money.
is it rich mutual agreement, or you're just going to be doing
that's it? That's what you and your, that, and that, you, for you is more of that survival
person, and for that person, okay, that was that's for that person.
Yes,
the thought process behind doing that was for her to get money at the end.
Yeah.
Well, are you now asking that if is that what exactly?
What will you weigh that as against people that just get into relationship for sex? I mean, yes. Will you put them on the same level of emptiness?
Yes.
Or going for money is more meaningful than just going for sex?
Well, that's now you. So what's that? The whole idea behind a relationship? It doesn't give view to what was the exact reason? Are they going to that? Those are their exact reason for them going into the relationship.
You know, we are talking about for boys.
Okay.
Sex.
Okay.
And for women. Money.
So I wait. Is he?
Yes.
Is
like are both of them in the wrong?
It's wrong now. Both of them are wrong.
Even when for the woman, it's more of like a survival thing.
If it's a survival thing, she could do so many other things. It puts that energy into so many other things. If it's for her to get money at the end, no, I mean, who's going to find out? If she's doing it by her own self, she's the one that is also doing this stuff at the and the girl that is doing everything for sex, everybody knows. I mean, you're going to be at the end, you're going to ask yourself the question, okay, is it worth it?
My own question with that whole money thing is, okay, you're going into a relationship for money based on survival. What if the guy is someone that beats you up?
That's also
to look at it from.
No, that's even another question. That question brings up this kind of question where if the guy realizes you're all in for money, there's not going to be a respect for you in the relationship, because if guys will feel like okay, if the money goes, then you probably disappear too.
Yes.
So it also change the whole dynamic of the queue. So the mindset you bring into that relationship also matters a lot, because if your mindset was about money, if things changes, your relationship changes too. So basically,
what would you say should be the right mindset for? Now we are talking about the normal mindset, relationship, yeah. Among, you understand?
Yeah.
Normal, like,
yeah, I mean, dating. Relationship is supposed to be normal.
Yeah. When I mean normal, like,
yeah, like proper.
I don't mean proper. I mean like among us now. What should be the standard, like as a guy, what should be the standard reason for you to want to get into a relationship with the girl?
Well, majorly because you like the person.
Okay.
And basically you want the best for the person.
Okay.
That's
Madison, so for you, what should be the standard reason why a babe should take a guy's proposal seriously or consider his proposal of being the girlfriend?
Honestly, there's no reason.
Let me
give you why. I said that because people would say is to know how the world works in terms of love, but at the same time, the love world is very tricky. You can't tell what someone's pure intentions are, no matter how many things they've said to you. Most people that go into relationships are usually unlucky. There's always, the truth of the matter is, there's always love at the beginning of a relationship, yeah? So, it's towards, like, okay, the relationship has gotten to like 3 months, 4 months, that's when you now see the true intentions. Someone can say, oh, I like you, I want to get in a relationship with you. And you feel like, oh, because you're feeling the person that same way, it's reason enough to be in a relationship. I personally feel it. I feel like anybody that wants to get into a relationship should just be planning to get married. Coming from somebody that doesn't want to get married, I'm telling you, just be planning to get married, because that's the only point to being in a relationship, preparing you for marriage.
Well, yeah,
if you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't have plans to marry, let it be that you are just using to pass time in a meaningful way, like maybe this person pushes you to be better, this person encourages you, and you do the same for the person. Like, people say, oh, there's
but care. If you can really see that you can marry this person, why are you still in that kind of relationship?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to say, that I feel like care differs for each person and who the care is given towards. So if this person feels like, oh, I can give only this particular person a certain amount of care that is maybe to them is special, I feel like that's another reason to be in a relationship. Because some people do not know what love really looks like. Not even talking about love of somebody in particular, like love in general. Maybe relationship can teach you.
They are not loved at home.
Yeah, people are not loved at home. People are not loved at home. I'm not even joking. You think your father loves you, yeah? Then you meet somebody else, or someone else's father would treat you in a different way that you think about it for days. Like, does my father actually love me? Sometimes I say it's pretense, so. It's pretense. Like, people are pretentious.
Yeah, I think
relationship should not have any standard except marriage. That's just the truth.
Like, that should be the standard
that's
to
the
where the relationship
should
be. I have to do it up for therapist, imagine. I mean, relationship should not have any standard. The only standard for relationship is marriage. That's the only thing you're looking at, like, ah, this person, am I looking to marry you or not?
Yeah.
And I feel like that is where most of us were failing. Mm. And I say this, I include myself. You see people, you see them for what they are exactly. Like, physically, this person is very fine. This person, wow, you don't see beyond that. At least I'll say for the first, like the first stage of the relationship.
That's where it starts from.
That's where it starts from looks. But when you can't go beyond looks, when you are not starting to see like
no proper
value,
the proper video and shit.
Do you break it off at that situation?
You normally should, but if there's like a way for progress, like, I mean, if there's a possible way to communicate and improve each other,
would that not be like changing who the person is?
Yes,
change is never bad if it's in a good way. So if there's a way for you to impact a good change in the person, I mean, that's the whole idea of the relationship in the first place, is if you can help the person to be a better person and the person too can help to be a better person, that's the you. And besides, you guys said marriage, that's the whole idea behind marriage. If you guys can't get it in the relationship part, how about you get it in marriage
part? But you know the funniest thing, change is not a bad thing if it has good intentions attached to it, but the person you're trying to change is the person willing to change.
Yeah, that's you looking at
that's not. But then most people act like, oh, they're willing to change, but then in their head is like,
Why are you changing me?
Do you get?
You saw me like.
They may not say anything about it, and somebody will just randomly say, "Oh, do you know that you are changing?" That is when they will not pick offense. People don't actually want to change, or want to be changed by someone else, except they feel, "Oh, okay, maybe."
I feel like if you are being changed by someone else, it gives off this vibe of you are not in control of your own life. And which is not, it takes a lot of courage to see yourself from that place and not be bitter.
I mean, the only reason people want to change is when they are almost dead.
Well,
that's the truth. Until something bad happens to the person because of one stupid character they have, that's the only thing that, like, until life teaches them the hard way, that's when they are willing to change. If life doesn't teach them, if everything is easy for them, they have to get it. But
we'll
just do rubbish.
We'll
do what
they
want to do and move on.
It's sad because these days a lot of things are failing. Everybody is on, like, I was seeing something on Twitter when someone said, oh, they are trying to meet each other for the first time, and the person was like, let's go on a, I think maybe ice cream date or something. And then the lady was like, ice cream date with who? Like, bro, if you are looking to us to go out, you have to start with like a proper
dinner shit
and all. And then, you know, there was mixed feelings about it. Some people were like, well, I mean, and some people were like,
you see this exactly. It's false ideas. Social media has created ideas of how dates supposed to be, whereas dates supposed to be something that both of you talk together. It's a place that you both of you are chilled with, that you know that very much will go there and have fun,
the whole
and it's going to be a fun experience for both of you. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be something that the other person is supposed to brag about. That I mean, I went to a very expensive restaurant. It's not, that's not the whole point of the date.
That's not
the whole point of the date was you guys actually meet and actually experience you like experience each other properly. Exactly. You guys should now finally know okay what's going on.
I mean, that's the reason why some people can't truly decipher relationships very well. That's why people get into bad relationship. I could be a very terrible person. Take you on 5 good dates.
Yeah.
Very expensive places. I've clouded your judgment. You can't make a very good judgment.
Because you're because thinking I've clouded about the wrong things.
Exactly. You are looking at all the wrong things. You get it? If I take you to a 5-star hotel, you get it? Your eyes are not on if I'm opening the door for you.
No.
You are looking at how to buy the most expensive food and take a video of it. You get it? But if I take you to a normal basic place, your eyes will be very keen because there's so little to observe. You are able to focus on the person properly and see their reaction. This is like you get to, it's supposed to be intimate. I think the first 2 dates they should even, in fact, if possible, not involve other people.
I mean, yeah, that's like, almost how it is supposed to be. Supposed to be just 2 of you.
Yes.
Get to know each other.
Yeah.
God bless you. That's all I wanted to hear. The dates are for getting to know each other. Dates are not even supposed to be in restaurants. Personally, I feel like restaurants come in when it comes to
when you are deep into your relationship.
You get
that's what I feel.
And you want to treat your you want to treat you and your partner out. That's where restaurant coming. They're supposed to be simple. A simple walk in the park, ice cream date, movie date.
In fact,
something
for me,
very intimate.
Movie date is very horrible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, I hate because movie you guys I don't are, like
a proper date. You guys should have a blown ass conversation. Like I'm talking about like
picnic
list
and go like, to your house.
List 30 minutes. Full conversation like back to back.
So what kind of place would you suggest for like a first date in Lagos?
First date in Lagos, a picnic at the park.
Well, okay. we can't exactly state what the first date should be. Most people
ideas, like I said,
that's why there's talking stage. There's friendship. You go on a date. You decide to be in a relationship. Get married.
So
end of story.
I want us to identify how couples can decide on how to pick their first date. Like, how should it be picked? Like between 2 couples. For me now, I feel like both of them can talk and be like, they should pick a simple place. But you know the funny thing? They could, if they are very, very rich people, they could pick a spa date.
It's to the ideas of whoever has come up with the date. So far, you're coming up with a date. You must have an idea of where you want to do it.
So you say nothing is too much for a first date.
Nothing is too much.
But what? Okay. You feel something. Some things are too much for first date.
A lot of things are too much.
Let me explain to you. For a guy, if a guy can go beyond, and he has the access to, you always do it. I'm giving you a proper scenario. If a guy, for a girl that he likes, even if this is the first time he's meeting her, if he's super obsessed with her, if he wants to take her, you get. So if he wants to do a very elaborate thing, he's very allowed to.
But then do you guys not seem to realize that the whole point of dates, apart from getting to know each other, is being able to be comfortable around each other? You want to do something elaborate, the person you are obsessed with, in quotes, is a simple person that wouldn't like something elaborate. That's why you have to try to adapt. If you want to be in a relationship with somebody, you have to be able to adapt to what the person likes and what the person doesn't like. Talking from experience,
going back to the assumption of this is first time date.
First time or not, you guys should have spoken beyond that. You would know that, okay, this, before you go on a date, you have already known, even if it's the littlest detail about the other person. It has to be a place that both of you are comfortable. If it's a date in the park that you organize and you know that, okay, well, this person will be chill with it and you're also chill with it, why not? That can always be a first date. It doesn't have to be one boat cruise or dinner in the Maldives, or something. That thing.
Is there a problem with it? And there's none.
There is none. There is a problem.
Who has the problem now?
That's the assumption
is if the other person has an issue with it. But Roland asked it by the person. If a person wants to do an elaborate first date, he's allowed to if he can do it.
An elaborate first date. What if that's the very reason the person you are planning that date for doesn't want to end up with you?
That's all assumptions.
It's not all assumptions. There are people like that.
Ask a simple question, which I'm giving a straightforward answer. If you want your first date to be crazy, go ahead, make it crazy. But it's good to be both of you guys going crazy with it.
Okay.
Exactly. You get what I mean.
If for example now your first date is going crazy, right? What Madison is trying to say is, you must have observed that person to the point you know that they are going to be interested in your first date going crazy.
Yeah, sure.
Because if you observe them,
you will not just do.
You can't just go and do whatever you have
well,
in mind.
Well, no, definitely. I never said the date was going to be a one-sided
thing. That's what I'm saying. It is not exactly right. For your first date to just be anything, your first date can be, your first date determines if there are going to be other dates. That's the thing. If your first date, you plan something crazy and the person you're planning for is not comfortable with that, there's definitely not. She's never going to want to go on another date with you, because in her mind it will be all the dates are going to be crazy. She's never going to do something that I would like. Your first date has to be very enjoyable, even if it means making it as simple as a walk in the park, ice cream date, or even playing picnic.
In your opinion, how would you assume a setup for a perfect date should be? What should be the preparation towards one?
You don't actually need to plan a lot for your first date, truly. Except the person that you are planning for is a gold digger.
Doesn't necessarily have to meet them a gold digger for you to want to impress them by doing
no, something. No, I know what I mean by a gold digger. The truth of the matter is, girls like simple things. As much as they act like they like the world, they actually like simple things. Buy a girl a flower, just a rose. No, I'm not even talking about a bunch now, just a rose. And she will keep looking at that rose, playing with it, smelling. There's no way she will send that rose.
That's if it comes from the right guy.
even if the guy is not the right guy to her,
yeah.
The simplest things, smallest things matter to every girl. She can't. They see all these ones that girls are doing on social media is rubbish. They are lying to themselves. Buy a girl, give a girl a handwritten note with a rose and probably one teddy bear. That is okay. She would think about it for the rest of her destiny, not even her life again. Her destiny.
Well, the thing is, now what you said now is very creative. Though you said it easily, but most guys are thinking, when you are thinking, they are thinking cinema, I have to buy this, I have to buy that. They are not on that level again, because they think that, because of social media, actually, it makes them feel like things like that would not be appreciated.
Exactly.
It makes them feel like, okay, for me to go on the date today,
like I have to do, like I have to push the pee.
Yeah.
And those listening, this, I appreciate it too.
Yeah, in case you want to take care of me.
But in case you try it, my man will beat you up.
Okay, nice. The thing is, right now, for example, a friend of mine wanted to go on the date and was telling me that, we needed to budget 15k, blah, blah, blah. He was talking about this 15k very low budget date, like you just went to go somewhere and eat simple chicken, around here, but you get very tiny stuff. Well, the thing is, he's not interested in this girl to this, but he knows that for him to sleep with her, you have to take her on this.
This is what it is now. I think I'm just a normal girl in this generation.
This is what it is now. You take her on a date. I want to take her on a date. If she's impressed,
it has become so bad.
You get the clap cheeks.
It has become so bad.
You just reminded me of something that happened.
Some girls feel like it's onto you. get on a date before the option for you guys to talk more than just
normal
simple hi. Like the option for even the relationship to open up should start with the date.
Ah, that's messed up.
No. I kind of get that idea, but you see, with that again, they now stretch the whole idea of dates. They put the picture a date to be. They should wear their best Barbie doll clothes.
I don't get it.
The whole idea of going on the first date that is kind of elaborate for women is keeping themselves from broke boys.
Yeah.
So if you're a broke guy, there's not how you need to afford this kind of thing that she wants. But the thing is, that gatekeeping is so poor.
Exactly, because it also gives windows for advantages. Even the advantage for that of
exactly
that.
Exactly, like
see, that's something so
you
simple.
Open, you close yourself to a certain kind of people, and then you open yourself to
the worst kind of people.
Men with money are the most arrogant people in life.
Two people you can't advise: a man with money, a woman in love.
On God,
you can't tell them. That's why, as I'm like this,
anytime no, girls come and not me, a woman in love, an obsessed woman. There's a difference.
Okay.
Well, most women that I love are obsessed.
I mean, what's the difference?
No. Let's be guided. Not a woman in love, an obsessed woman.
Okay.
You can't advise
because
her.
Most times when my female friends come to me that they have relationship, I also always say break up. I know they would never listen, so they get to leave me alone and no come back.
You ask for a relationship,
don't
come, come back.
So
they don't come back because
I'll tell you to break.
If you tell me about your relationship, I'll be like, so do you want to leave? When I tell you, so do you want to leave once or twice, you already know that this guy is not the guy. So because I personally don't believe in asking people for advice on relationship
because
it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
And majorly the truth is, you already know the truth.
Yes,
but you just need someone to side with you or to be against you. You are looking for external support,
which is rubbish to me. Tell yourself the truth, bro. Auntie, tell yourself the truth. You know the truth. Why not just do what will make you happy and move on? But no, you want to remain in denial. You want to be there collecting bass boats left and right.
I saw a video on Instagram today where the babe, she said she was posting a picture of what she gave her boyfriend, and then the other part of the video is what he made me, and then the part of what he made me was serious bruises and beating her marks all over her body. And this is a very fine person. In my mind, I'm like, me as I am though, I don't know, maybe it's because of my standard. But if I'm in a relationship with a babe, you can't even fucking slap me. If you slap me, it's over.
Like it has to be.
In fact, if you are too aggressive and you say some kind of things, it's over. Like I won't put myself because I restrain myself. I can be fucking wild too. So I restrain myself. I don't say shit. I do not hit you. I can fucking hit you. I can fucking dislocate your arm. I can fucking say things that will send you to therapy.
Bruce
but
Lee.
I you understand, I gave myself to be civilized.
You're supposed to be too.
If
that's
you do
right.
Not. Come on now.
Any relationship that's not right, right, your nonsense.
That's why I can't imagine why one should even stay in an abusive relationship. You should get
that. That's it. Survival. This is survival.
See.
Survival is. And that's one of the issues we have in Nigeria. So everybody's playing the game in survival mode. This is not about being. It's about you are trying to fucking live. All these babes that are entering relationship that they are beating them. Of course they are beating them. Nobody likes to be beaten. You understand? But would you want to go back to eating rice and palm oil? Or you
what?
Take a few slaps and eat jollof rice this
I'm
night.
Sorry.
You get that's for some people that's what it is.
But then that's where you are very senseless.
Exactly.
Okay, he gives you money. Let's say okay, he gives you money, he beats you. Agreed. What happened to secretly starting a business? When the business gets to
but
a
you
point,
still take a little bit of beating
see,
yeah. before
see,
you get
the,
to that stage.
You know the funniest thing? All these relationships that the women get beaten, it doesn't start like that. that period where it's all rosy, why are you spending all the money? He's giving you 800k for a week. Auntie, why are you spending that 800 on 1 week? You're not even spending on four or three.
Well,
or
you think the 800k will come every weekend? The truth is, it's easy to judge. If, as you are like this, if your dad gives you 50k every Saturday, you don't tell me that you'll be on some economic shit and be saving 10k or 20k every week in case of the day he stops giving you. You get it? I was speaking generally. Most people, as long as they are certain that money comes in every fucking Friday, you would borrow that money. In fact, you might even borrow that money to the extent that you would be in debt, that when the next 50k comes, you have to pay debt out of it.
Ah, good.
Yeah, that's just how human, that's how financial stuff. You have to be very disciplined to save money. Like saving money, people always say it, save money. It's not easy. One time I saved money for about 6 months. It's as if I was suffering. You get it? It's as if, like, why am I putting myself through?
And you'll be very aware of that money.
Yes! Like, I'm like, why? Why do people just do this? Like, I would just wake up one day, I'm like, my money, I want to start saving it. Like, you have to be in some tight shit.
See, but then people also need to remember that not all relationships last. If you enter your relationship with the mindset that, okay, one day, last, this thing fit crash.
Mm-hmm.
If it crash, especially because the truth of the matter is, the male gender is actually very unpredictable. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Now we are getting to the inside of the male gender is not predictable. How?
If I use my past relationships, I can say with my full chest that male gender is not predictable. How can you be in a relationship with somebody if you guys are going strong for months into that, maybe towards your second month anniversary, uncle just wakes up or texts you in the middle of the night, I can't do this anymore, blah blah blah, why did he text you? Because he's in his feelings. And then 3 days later he's texting you back, hi baby, and you're like confused, what is going on? Majority of the male population is actually very toxic. That's another thing. So if you are in a relationship with somebody and you are thinking everything is going to be rosy, my guy, auntie, you are a very stupid person. I'm saying it now. You are a very stupid person.
But the thing is, right, I know the thing is, I don't like men are very psychological beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it that way. A guy, that's why the most difficult thing for women is to get into the mind of a man. You cannot exactly know what
why are you
he's
trying
thinking.
To do that? Are you trying to run mad?
Exactly, because men are so dubious. Let me put it in this way, that a man would spend money on you, treat you nice, call you every morning, and still break up with you. Why? Because to him, that was the plan initially. You get? He's sticking to his fucking goal. You are wondering why someone would be this nice and then he's a fucking bastard. You are wondering how it's even possible that someone that takes you every morning for 1 year straight would just stop and be like, you get? Men are psycho for that shit. And men do that shit all the time.
Mm.
But the thing is, you have that's where for women, the most important thing for any woman is selecting your partner.
True.
That's the most important thing. As a woman, you would if you fail in selecting a good partner, you are doomed. That's why men have to propose to women. They are the ones that have to accept. As a man, you have the luxury of picking
anybody.
Anyone that enters your life. But as a woman, you can't pick anyone that enters your life. You have to pick the guy that, you understand, that is going to die for you.
Die waiting.
That's my standard. If I was a woman, that would be my standard of picking my husband. Someone that can die for me. Someone that, if they ask him right now, will you die for your wife so she can live on? See, for if I was a baby. No, I understand as a man, it's fucking crazy, right? But if I was a babe, that would be my standard, right? And I like to think that as a man, right now that I am, I like to believe that I'll be able to die for my wife and kids. If there's need to be, I'm able to put my life on the line so that my wife and my fucking kids can live on. That's the standard I set for myself, for my wife. That, you understand? That's the level I want to be able to love or like put her to, like the security. And I feel like that should be the standard.
That's absolutely
because standard. if you look at it in the past, the majority of the wars, one of the greatest stories ever written, the story of Troy, between Trojans and this guy, the Greeks, was fought because of my fucking wife who burn your city. You get that should the love of men is that intense, but these days.
You're rubbishing it. Like we said, mode.
Wrong ideas behind relationship now. Wrong standards, wrong. It's all wrong stuff. Like, in fact, the effects example you use, sex. If you have wrong ideas behind relationship, all that thing have to die out from your body. The only reason you should want to go into a relationship, and the only reason why the relationship will stand strong till it even moves to the next step, is if you are thinking about the right things. You are thinking.
And that's why I always advise any guy, never because of sex go into a relationship with anybody. Me, sex, relationship, two different things.
It's two different.
I can sleep with someone, but date.
Sex should be intimate.
Anybody that knows me knows that to get any, all the girls that they know me, to get me into a relationship. As you have like this, you can get me to get drunk, can get me to sell my house, can get me to do a lot of crazy shit.
House, so stop it.
But you see, to get me into a relationship with you, you need some terrestrial power. If I do not like you, you need something divine to put me in a relationship with you.
Understand that now. Because a lot of people are desperate to be in a relationship.
Girls.
Why are you desperate to be in a relationship?
But that's the problem. The idea of how relationships are being portrayed, the standard of how it's supposed to be, it's like, how I say it, it's what everybody should be doing, you're not doing, you're an alien. That it's all, the vibe has always been given off. So, if you cannot become the society standard, you feel the one left out.
Yes.
And
I think that's where women, they affect women. Women have this head mentality. Like, they do what other girls are doing.
Yeah.
Not male.
Well,
you're not.
We don't say you're a girl. Mm-hmm. We just say you're female. But they have like this head mentality. So, most women, if one woman is doing so, if the woman which they see as a role model is doing something, you get, it's easy for them to tap into that stuff and start doing it. It's very easy. That's why women's advert. Women are so easy to influence.
Oh God.
Women are so easy to influence. The women, they get women to buy also. In fact, they even get women to buy male stuff. You get.
Women forget that what works for one person can't work for another person. And even if it works for the next person, it shall won't work for everybody. And that's the problem with the women of this generation. They just feel like, okay. This is where women's problem come from. Papa, your ex is doing this. It work for me.
Let me do it too.
What is this other one? Kira Chana is doing this. Let me do it. Because you post social media influencer is doing it. You feel like it work for you. You don't even know what the person is doing behind the scenes for it to work for them. You just feel like, okay, this person is doing this. I have to do it. But Brisky is doing this. I have to do James Brown. I'm doing that. I'm like, this is why I do not follow anybody on Instagram.
That one even busts my head. The one that you're picking ideas from cross-dressers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Most of the quotes that women actually use their mouth to say come from Bob Risky. That's the funniest part.
No, women,
check Snapchat, women, check TikTok.
Women are on a different level, bro.
Of Chris.
Do you know, I saw something where someone wanted to make a post. And then, you know how they assist in football? A friend made a post like, oh, my friend something. And then the girl now posted as a quote the pictures that the girl was talking about. And so someone replied like, they do assist for picture. Like, are you women? They are on a different level, and that's why social media. As for a guy, you have to use social media less because he's very influential.
Please don't restart it while I'm here.
Can restart it when I'm gone. But right now, let me
this particular generation, when I restart them, I don't tire.
But like, it is this their generation now. There's a generation coming.
Gen Alpha.
Those guys,
they are about to be worse.
We are millennials. They're like Gen Z. You guys are crazy. But you know what is happening. We can't be millennials. That's not our generation.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Even when we are their age, we'll still be regarded as Gen Z.
Yeah.
You get. So these new guys, like I went out one time, I was seeing guys 16, 17, bro, all tatted up with dread and everything, and I'm like, when I was thinking,
yes, with their 17, big gold chain and their big lion rings.
When I was
16,
17, all that was on my mind was how I could take pass my exam.
You bro, just reminded
I could, I didn't
me.
Even have time. I could not even. Are you joking?
Bro, I saw a post on Instagram. A 9-year-old girl wears crop top with boyfriend jeans, carries a handbag, has an iPhone X with her heels. And me, when I was nine, my guy, I was wearing Barbie pajamas. When I was nine, I was excited about. Guys, like, you give me my Barbie phone, my, I'm a little butterfly.
You get the standard. I think the standard generally has fallen off.
The truth of the matter is, there was no standard to begin with. It has changed.
Majorly. I won't say.
Is it changed for the good or changed for
more?
Or it has just changed.
It has just changed and washed away.
Correctly, majority of people won't see it as falling off. I mean, they're asking for a new confirmed standard now. Do you call that falling off when the girl is asking you that you have to take me out to a 5-star restaurant? That's not falling off to another person.
If you look at it from, in fact, a different, you can say it has upgraded.
Yeah.
You can say it has upgraded. Like now, you need to be. It's more competitive.
Yeah. You have to.
But the issue with the more competitive now is, it affects majority. It affects majority in the sense that now most people they don't care now. They just, are you going to marry me? Like, or are we going to fuck? You get no fucking around.
Oh yeah.
No fucking around.
Does
drop like your final quotes because we are running out of time.
The old field to relationship before, it was more of connection. Mm-hmm. Now it's more of,
let's follow the trend.
Trend, or basically of the appearance of how it is, how it looks to every other person than you, how you feel. Before, it was mostly of how you feel about that person. How do you guys feel with each other? What you guys can attain together? But now it's more of how the world perceives you guys, where you guys have been to, what kind of pictures you guys have taken together. It's more of looks now.
Madison, what do you think?
Please stop getting into relationships. Especially if
stop getting into relationships.
Yes.
Will you go out of your own too?
Calm down.
Nice. No.
No, it's
would you leave your own?
Allow me finish first.
Because how will you be telling people that I don't go in when you are ready inside one?
Allow me finish. Let me land. Jesus. I was going to say, stop getting into relationships if your goal is sex, money, or TikTok videos. I don't want to see again. Thank you so much. As in, go into relationships for the right reasons and let everybody have peace of mind, because you go into relationship because, oh, I need money, or I want to be having sex, constant sex with somebody, my guys, now let's be sincere. Most guys that say they go into relationship for sex, they end up cheating. Self.
I mean,
of course,
it's going to happen.
Obviously. So,
what else?
Sex, TikTok videos. People should just, I beg, allow us breathe. Let us know where our problem is actually generating for. Because now, most people of this generation don't want to get into marriages because they feel like, oh, relationships are fucked, relationships are failed. What's the whole point? How would the marriage be? And that's now the thing. You are spoiling marriages, you are spoiling relationships for those that actually want it for the right reasons.
Exactly.
You people should please stay in your father's house, stay in your rooms, watch anime, watch cartoon, watch Barbie. Or you take yourself out, spend your daddy's money.
What Oppenheimer?
Exactly. Right. Bro, spend your daddy's money. Very important. Oh, leave people's children alone. They're not your husbands and wives. They're not your fathers.
No bad daddy.
Well, for stick me, stick to your daddy.
It's just for me. I'll just say, I'll keep it simple. When you're in a relationship or you want to get in a relationship, make sure you are going in for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you are not setting standards that are provided for you by people that you've not met, by people you do not know, and people that you do not even know if they are keeping that standard or they are just telling you they are keeping it. Look for realistic standards around you, or be yourself. You can create a standard, and if you create an unfortunate standard, you will see unfortunate things. But
unfortunate standard for unfortunate people.
Exactly.
Please, nobody should. It's not even worth it to stay in an abusive
relationship.
Get out of that relationship.
Never ever.
If they are beating you, go back to your daddy's house and enjoy the good things
just,
of life.
Not just physical, emotionally abusive. So if they are always
mental abuse, psychological, every form of abuse.
Some people don't even know they're abusing them. That's the first thing.
Even verbal abuse is abuse.
Well, anyone, child.
They insult you every day. You go collect insults. They talk, say, oh, because, okay, we're in a relationship. He's giving me money. I'm mad.
Well, guys, that brings us to a close of today. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was very insightful. Everyone here gave massive words. And I didn't use explosive. Charles, this. Episode, but anyways, thanks for having us here. My name is Julian AD, aka
Link, and I'm Madison.
All right, thanks for having us. Bye.